KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. Hello, John.
Hello, Kim.
So, John, it's a lead for a newspaper article that writes itself. Luck, the HBO show, didn't have much. I think that was actually in your paper, the LA Times, this morning. But luck is no more.
No, I think the question is not just did its luck run out, but was it actually negligent? This is an HBO show, a new series that is set in the world of racetracks. It stars Dustin Hoffman, Nick Nolte. It comes from an incredibly powerful group of filmmakers, David Milch, who did NYPD Blue and Deadwood, Michael Mann, who did Miami Vice and Heat. And after the third fatality of a racehorse in the production of the show, HBO pulled the plug on the series.
Yeah, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals has been saying that they have found instances where horses were improperly used, horses that were arthritic, horses that were injected with medications, horses that really maybe shouldn't have run at all at one race for the cameras, sometimes being pushed to run two races. And I think, John, you're a guy who knows something about the racetrack, and that is a lot, right?
These were thoroughbreds that were not racing. These were, you know, horses that technically might have been put out to pasture. And PETA felt that not only should they not have been racing, they should have been racing multiple takes, which the series needed for continuity. And it's hard work to run one race, and it's certainly much harder to run another. And I think PETA believes, and there's some evidence to suggest, that HBO had covered up the earlier deaths. So there's been a death in 2010, 2011, and 2012. Now, the more interesting question, and it gets right back to the very complicated subject of Hollywood ethics, is had this been a hit show, what would HBO have done? It has struggled at the ratings, and it has not been a breakout hit. And I think HBO, probably because the show was not successful, its hand was pretty much dealt for it.
Yeah, I think they weren't like probably too upset at having to cancel it. I do wonder, you know, Michael Mann was the executive producer on this show, very involved in the pilot. I don't know. I've written a lot about Michael Mann on Miami Vice, which is a film in which there were a lot of complaints from crew to me. Specifically, in one instance, he ordered them to shoot during a hurricane warning for Katrina. And that is not supposed to happen. And the crew is supposed to be sent home in those circumstances for obvious reasons. They shot through the night with a hurricane warning in effect. Michael Mann told me that wasn't true. The crew was irate enough to send me documentation proving from their pay stubs that, in fact, it was true. And there were other instances. I mean, Jamie Foxx refused to Michael Mann had to rewrite the ending of the movie because it was supposed to be shot out of the country. And Jamie Foxx didn't feel safe going out of the country into these very dangerous areas of Latin America where Michael Mann wanted to shoot the end of Miami Vice. He had to rewrite the end because Jamie Foxx wouldn't go on Michael Mann's watch. So you do kind of wonder, looking at that, if there was that much controversy over how humans were being cared for on Miami Vice, whether there should also be controversy over how the horses were cared for on this TV show, Luck.
It bears mentioning that HBO said that they actually did care for the animals and that these were freak accidents. But I guess, you know, three dead horses is going to tell a story that no matter what you say publicly, just doesn't wash. And actors complaining, crew complaining is one thing. But when you have dead animals on the set, I think your time is very limited and Luck's ran out.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.